Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology, science news that you can use, science news that perhaps may change the way we view the universe itself. And so today, in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open. This hour is your hour. This is the time when you can call that number and have your voice heard on over 100 radio stations plus the internet. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Once again, 612-564-8135. All you have to do is leave your name, call letters to the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and boom, perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. So give us a call. But before we open up the lines, let me make a short announcement. And that is, I'd like to thank all those people that have supported this radio program or internet program by buying a copy of my latest book. My latest book is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And it hit the bestseller list this week. In fact, it hit several bestseller lists. It's on the Amazon bestseller list, and it's also on the New York Times bestseller list as well. Also, I've been on media doing a lot of promotion during the book tour. I've been on the CBS Stephen Colbert Late Show. I've been on PBS Television, Fox Business, also MSNBC, and a number of radio stations and blogs. And if you want to see recordings of these interviews, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and you can see some of the places where I've been on TV and on radio and on the internet. Well, people ask the question, well, what is your book about? Well, you should buy the book, of course, to find out. However, let me give you a snapshot of what the book is about. The greatest quest in the history of science, the holy grail of science, is to find that one principle, that one paradigm, that one theme which summarizes the entire universe. It goes all the way back to the Greeks. Democritus thought it was atoms, that atoms make up the universe. But Pythagoras, of the famous Pythagorean theorem, said, no, it's not atoms, it's music, the music of vibrations. He looked at a lyre string, and he realized that the longer the lyre string, the lower the note. The longer a bar of metal at a blacksmith shop that you hit, the lower the sound that it makes. And so Pythagoras said, aha, mathematics. With the mathematics of resonances, I can write the theory of music. And that's what he did. It's an amazing thing. Over 2,000 years ago, Pythagoras wrote down the mathematical theory of music. Resonances, notes, scales, harmonics. And to top it off, he even founded a school to promote the philosophy that we are nothing but melodies floating in the air. Well, unfortunately, the theory never went anywhere. The Roman Empire fell apart. And for 1,000 years, there was darkness, witchcraft, until the modern age. Now we have four fundamental forces that we've been able to isolate. Gravity, which keeps you on the floor, holds the sun and the earth together. Electricity and magnetism, like light, which lights up our cities and gives us electricity. And then we have the two nuclear forces. But we want one theory that unites everything. You know, all of biology can be expressed in terms of chemistry. All of chemistry, in turn, can be expressed in terms of physics. All of physics, in turn, can be expressed in terms of two theories. One is the theory of the big, that is, relativity, big bangs, black holes. And the other theory is the theory of the small, quantum mechanics, which gives you lasers, transistors, the internet. You hear the sound of my voice because of the quantum theory. But these two theories don't like each other. They don't unify. All the other forces seem to unify, but these two theories, these two great theories, don't like each other. It's like God having a left hand and a right hand that don't talk to each other. How can you have that? How can you have your left hand and your right hand not talk to each other? Well, Einstein spent the last 30 years of his life chasing after the theory of everything. He wanted an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that will allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. I first heard about that when I was 8 years old. A great man had just died, they said, and they published a picture of his desk. That's all. Just a picture of his desk sent around the world. And on that desk was a book, an unfinished manuscript that was open on his desk. And the caption said, "The greatest scientist of our time could not finish this book." Well, I was mesmerized. I had to know what was in that book. Why couldn't he finish it? It's a homework problem, right? Why didn't he ask his mother? Well, I went to the library, and I found out this man was called Albert Einstein. And that book that he couldn't finish, was to be the theory of everything. The God equation. An equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that would unify all of physics, unify the universe. Just like E equals MC squared, unified matter and energy. M is matter, like the matter of the sun. E is energy, like the energy of sunlight. And so that equation explained why the sun shines and why the stars are lit up at night. He wanted a similar equation that would unify the universe. And he failed. Well, today we actually have a candidate for the theory of everything. It's what I do for a living. It's called string theory. Very controversial. So far, untestable. But just 2 weeks ago, as I was starting up my book tour, 2 weeks ago, at Fermilab, outside Chicago, and the Large Hadron Collider, outside Geneva, Switzerland, found a crack in the known quantum theory called the Standard Model. The Standard Model summarizes the hundreds of particles that we've discovered so far whenever we smash a proton apart. Neutrinos and quarks and mesons, hundreds of particles when we smash a proton apart. How could nature be so complicated, so malicious, to give us a theory at the fundamental level which is ugly as sin? Think about it. 36 quarks and antiquarks, 3 generations of identical particles, 20 free parameters. The Standard Model is a mess. It's a theory only a mother can love. But that's where experiment comes in. A crack. A crack was discovered just 2 weeks ago in the Standard Model, and people are saying, aha, there's another theory out there, a bigger, greater, perhaps more beautiful theory, and we hope it is string theory. String theory says that all the subatomic particles you see in nature are nothing but notes on a vibrating string. If you had a super microscope and could peer into an electron, it would be a rubber band. And when it vibrates one way, we call it an electron. When it vibrates another way, we call it a neutrino. If it vibrates another way, it's called a quark. In other words, all the subatomic particles, this zoo of subatomic particles, are nothing but musical notes on a tiny vibrating string. So physics is the harmonies you can write on the string, just the way Pythagoras thought 2,000 years ago. Chemistry is the melodies you can play on strings when they bump into each other and create molecules. The universe is a symphony of strings, and the mind of God is cosmic music resonating through hyperspace. Well, we're going to throw the lines open. This is your chance to ask a question or make a comment. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Give us a call. This is your hour.
everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. This is the time when you can call 612-564-8135 and ask that question that's always been bothering you. Okay, well, let's move on and let's take the first listener phone call.
Yes, this is David from Michigan, WTCM in Michigan. My question is, what would be the consequences if scientists actually came up with the theory of everything? How would that affect science? How that would affect military? How that would affect, I mean, if we knew the theory of everything, what would be the answer for our future? Thank you.
Well, thanks for that question. In fact, I addressed that question in my latest bestseller, The God Equation, The Quest for the Theory of Everything. And as I mentioned, it hit the New York Times and the Amazon bestseller list, both in the United States and also in the United Kingdom. Well, remember that every time a force was understood, it changed human history. When Newton worked out the theory of mechanics and gravity, that helped to usher in the Industrial Revolution. Mechanics, motion, engines, gears, levers, pulleys, steam engines, all of that coming out of Newton's laws of motion and gravity. That unleashed the greatest revolution in human history, the machine age, the industrial revolution, lifting us from an agrarian society, a poor agrarian society, into the modern mechanical age. The next unification was when Maxwell and Faraday unified electricity and magnetism, and that gave us the electric age. Light lit up our cities. We've had dynamos. We've had generators. All the electric wonders in your living room, compliments of Maxwell and Faraday. And then, of course, Einstein comes up with E equals MC squared and unlocks the secret of the stars. M is the mass of hydrogen. E is the energy of sunlight. That's why the night sky lights up. But now we want to unify all the forces into a single equation. Now, people ask the question, what's in it for me? What's in it for numero uno, me? The short term is nothing. Because we're talking about each solution of the theory of everything being an entire universe. This means that the great philosophical questions about the universe can be answered. Is time travel possible? Are there other parallel universes out there? Are there gateways, wormholes between universes? What happened before the Big Bang, before creation? Is there a white hole at the other end of a black hole? None of these questions can be answered using Einstein's theory. We have to go to a theory of everything to answer these cosmic questions. For example, in 1935, Einstein came out with wormholes, that is, gateways between parallel universes. On the other end of a black hole could be a white hole. Matter is sucked into a black hole and spewed out the other end in some distant point of the galaxy as a white hole. But it turns out that you cannot calculate the stability of these wormholes without a theory of everything. So the short term is military, commercial applications, no, because we're talking about the entire universe. But one day, I think the most practical application will be to save intelligent life in the entire universe. You see, the universe is dying. The second law of thermodynamics says that everything runs down in a closed system. Everything rots, decays, falls apart, and dies. In fact, that's why we die. We die because of the accumulation of error. Error in our DNA. Cells get sluggish and eventually die. That's why we die. Well, the universe is also dying, and it's getting colder and colder. Once in the future, it consists of black holes and dead neutron stars. And there's only one way to escape the death of the universe, trillions of years from now, and that is to leave the universe. In other words, to use this theory, the theory of everything, to create a gateway, a dimensional lifeboat, to leave our dying universe to enter another universe which is warmer and start all over again, and then we can mess up that universe as well. So in other words, the theory of everything is the theory of the entire universe. Its applications are cosmic, talking about time machine, gateways, higher dimensions. And then, of course, the next question you're going to ask me is Elvis Presley still alive in a parallel universe? And the answer is probably yes. In a parallel universe, probably he's still alive, building out those hits one after the other. That's consistent with the quantum theory. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
My name is Dylan Handy. I'm listening on WWNR in Beckley, West Virginia. And my question is, do you feel that with the abundance of low-orbiting satellites, such as in Elon Musk's Starlink system, that you feel that could affect things such as the gravitational pull of the moon on the Earth and the electromagnetic field that the Earth emits?
Okay, well, as you know, Elon Musk has this ambitious program to put hundreds, thousands of tiny mini satellites into outer space to link up the entire Earth to create an internet that you can get anywhere on the planet. If you're in the middle of a desert or in the middle of the Arctic, chances are you're not going to be able to watch your favorite TV program because there's no internet link there. But with satellites, like the Starlink program of Musk, that could be solved. Now, the questioner asked a question about gravity pull of these things affecting the moon. The mass of these satellites is so tiny compared to the moon and the Earth, we see no gravitational effects whatsoever. However, light pollution, astronomers fear light pollution because as cities develop, it means that you cannot get clear pictures of the night sky. So they're worried about that in terms of pollution ruining their telescopes. However, we should also point out that the Webb Space Telescope is going to be launched in outer space, far beyond the reach of these mini satellites. And another problem is not just light pollution, but also junk. We're talking about polluting the outer space with lots of junk. Each satellite, of course, if it performs correctly, we can track it. But what happens if there's a misfire and all of a sudden you have hundreds of satellites going out of control? And so that is a problem. The problem of pollution and the problem that we might be able to create so much waste out there that it endangers the space program. But it will not affect gravity because the gravity of these satellites is so tiny compared to the mass of the moon and the mass of the Earth. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
My name is Johnny Mansell. I'm listening on station KBOP in Lavernia, Texas. My question is about the sun. Is the sun solid or liquid? Thank you.
Well, the short answer is neither. It's the fourth state of matter called plasma. So let me explain. On the Earth, we know we have solids, liquids, and gases. But if you heat things high enough to thousands of degrees, the atoms can be pulled apart and you get basically charged subatomic particles. That's what the universe is mainly made out of. We are the exception. We're the oddballs in the universe. When you have a satellite go into outer space, it encounters plasma. Plasma meaning basically ions or disassociated atoms of subatomic particles from the sun. The solar wind, when the solar wind hits the North Pole and the South Pole, it creates the aurora borealis and the southern lights as well as the northern lights. And that is a plasma interacting with the ionosphere of the planet Earth. So the sun is neither solid, liquid, nor gas. It is a plasma, similar to what is inside the old-fashioned TV screens. You know, the old-fashioned TVs would have a cathode ray in the back. That's also made out of ions, and so that is also a plasma, which is the fourth state of matter, and that's what the universe is made out of. We are the oddballs. There's very little solid, liquid, and gases in outer space. Most of it is disassociated atoms called ions, and a gas of these ions creates a plasma. Let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with your questions, because this hour is your hour. Give us a call, and you can have your science questions answered. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is calling on Congress to act on gun legislation after the mass shooting at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis.
These mass shootings that are occurring every single day Every single day, there's a mass shooting in the United States if you count all those who were killed out in the streets of our cities and our rural areas.
Authorities in Indianapolis have identified the suspect in that shooting, 19-year-old Brandon Hole. Police say he shot and killed 8 people and then killed himself.
There was no confrontation with anyone that was there. There was no disturbance. There was no argument. He just appeared to randomly start shooting.
Deputy Chief Craig McCart, he said that Hole was a former FedEx employee. The FBI said they spoke to him last April after his mother called them and said she thought he might try to commit suicide by cop. This is USA Radio News. One person is dead after a police-involved shooting in Portland, Oregon. Acting Chief Chris Davis spoke about the protesters who have gathered near the scene.
These efforts are being hampered somewhat by a crowd of fairly aggressive people who have showed up at the scene, but at this point we've been able to keep them from interfering too much in the investigation.
There have been frequent protests in the city recently, and police report that some of the crowds have been violent. Happening in Cuba. Raul Castro has announced he's resigning as head of Cuba's Communist Party. This ends an era of formal leadership from he and his brother Fidel. Russia is responding to U.S. sanctions. 10 U.S. diplomats are being kicked out of Russia. There's also a list of 8 current and former U.S. officials who are barred from going to Russia, including A.G. Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to know more about Science Fantastic and what I do, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Just this week, my book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, hit the New York Times bestseller list and the Amazon bestseller list, both in England and in the United States. And if you want to see the interviews that I've done, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I was on CBS's late night Stephen Colbert show. I've been on MSNBC. I've been on Fox Business. I've been on any number of different cable stations and blogs and radio stations. So if you want to see some of the recorded interviews that I've done, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or Facebook. I have 4.5 million fans on Facebook. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Jeff Edmondson, KFBX, North Pole, Alaska. My question had to do with global warming and energy sources. If our technology advances to the point where we can collect solar energy in space and transmit that to Earth through microwaves or some other method, is that extra energy not going to raise the temperature of the Earth as we add energy to the system that may have been reflected or bypassed? Is that not going to affect the overall energy available in our system? We would have a reduction in retention of heat energy if we reduce fossil fuels and reduce the greenhouse effect. But overall, is there going to be a benefit to any changes in our climate? Thanks. Bye.
Okay, well, you asked a question about space solar energy, that we may in the future have scores of gigantic satellites orbiting the Earth that have solar collectors on them. They collect sunlight, convert it to microwave radiation, and beam the microwave radiation down to the planet Earth. First of all, is it doable? The answer is yes. What's the problem? There's always a catch someplace. And the answer is cost. It costs a lot of money, and plus the solar collectors in space have to be huge, perhaps miles across, and that's an engineering problem. We have to send astronauts up there. Robots are not good enough to help assemble these gigantic solar panels in outer space. Will it raise the temperature of the Earth? Marginally, not much, because of course you're talking about solar energy. Solar power hits the Earth also and is collected by solar collectors, which is a way to help defeat global warming. If the solar collectors are in outer space, same thing, no problem. In other words, the greenhouse effect is caused by carbon dioxide, not by solar energy. These solar panels will marginally raise the temperature of the Earth. However, carbon dioxide is like a roach motel. You check in, you never check out. So sunlight from the sun hits the Earth. Sunlight goes right to the Earth's ground, where it turns into infrared or heat radiation. Heat radiation cannot go through the atmosphere very well. Light can go zipping right through. After all, air is mainly transparent. But air is not transparent to infrared radiation. Therefore, it's trapped. That's why we have the greenhouse effect. It's a Roche motel. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after that, we're going to continue with questions that you ask. So give us a call. Give us a call to 612-564-8135. And maybe you can have your questions heard on national radio. So give us a call. This is Science Fantastic.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. This means that you can get right on the air if you give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station and the city you're calling from or the website you're listening to, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio. Okay, let's move right along now, and let's take the next listener phone call.
Jay, listening on WCHS in Charleston, West Virginia. And my question is, how did ocean life fossils make their way up into the Rocky Mountains, several thousand feet above sea level? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question. Geologists have pondered this question for ages. If you go driving through the Midwest and you go outside the car and you look very carefully, you can see seashells, a tiny little fossilized seashells. And you say to yourself, what? I mean, here you are in the middle of a desert or the middle of the plains, and you can see evidence of seashells. And then you begin to realize that the Earth is a dynamic object, that we only see a snapshot, a tiny snapshot. But if you could go backwards and run the videotape backwards, you would see all sorts of cataclysmic changes that have taken place. For example, a lot of the Midwest was once underwater. It was once the bottom of an ocean. And that's why you're going to pick up seashells there, because of the fact that sediment was deposited, including fossilized seashells, millions of years ago. In fact, go to the web, and there are now animations of what the continents look like going back hundreds of millions of years. And you'll say, my God, what was once desert was once underneath the ocean. What was once underneath the ocean is now the top of the mountain. The Earth is a dynamic object. And then, what is the energy source? The energy source is that the Earth, the center of the Earth, is molten. But why is it molten? It should have cooled down millions of years ago. Nope. The center of the Earth is radioactive. Radioactive uranium, thorium, a lot of heavy radioactive elements are at the center of the Earth, and they have half-lives going into the billions of years. The half-life of uranium-238 is over 4 billion years, which is about the lifetime of the Earth itself. That's the energy which is driving continental drift, guiding the motion of the continents. And that's why what you see is only a snapshot in a long, long history going back billions of years. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Cole Morrison. I'm in Warren, Pennsylvania. I've listened to your station a number of times. I've heard you talk about quantum entanglement and how there's no useful information passed between the electrons when they're entangled, so we can't use it to have instant communication. I was wondering why they can't just use the fact that transmission has occurred as, say, a 1 and the lack of transmission is a 0 to make it a binary message and possibly have multiple channels to upgrade that to hexadecimal and pass on greater amounts of information. Thank you.
Okay, well, let's back up a few steps for those people who have not been aware of this controversy around quantum entanglement. Einstein was wrong when it came to quantum mechanics. If I take two electrons and they are close together, they vibrate in unison, up and down, they vibrate in unison. And then if I separate them, according to the quantum theory, an umbilical cord, an invisible umbilical cord connects these two such that if you jiggle one, the other one instantly is aware of that fact. In fact, if you separate them by the size of the galaxy and you jiggle one, then instantly, faster than the speed of light, the other one is aware that his partner was jiggled. Now, Einstein, of course, hated this idea. He said nothing can go faster than the speed of light. And so, bingo, this effect must be wrong. Well, sorry about that, Albert. We've measured this. We've done it in the laboratory. And the quantum mechanics comes out right each time. And so, does this mean you can have a subspace communicator like in Star Trek to instantly talk to command headquarters? Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we'll answer the question, can you break the light barrier with quantum entanglement? And what are some of the ideas proposed? So give us a call. This is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call to 612-564-8135.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or Facebook. I have 4.5 million fans on Facebook. And on mkaku.org, you can see the interviews that I've done with The Stephen Colbert Show, MSNBC, PBS Television, Fox, any number of stations that I've been on, talking about my latest New York Times bestseller. It hit the New York Times and Amazon bestseller lists in both the United States and England. The book is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Well, talking about the quantum theory, quantum entanglement, people thought, might allow us to communicate faster than the speed of light. You have one electron on the Earth, another electron in deep space, you jiggle one, the two are connected to each other, information travels faster than the speed of light. Aha, said Einstein, that's wrong. Nothing can go faster than light. But we've done it. We've actually tested this idea, and Einstein was wrong. But Einstein has the last laugh, because usable information cannot travel faster than the speed of light. If you know that one electron is spin up, then instantly faster than the speed of light, the other partner is spin down. Okay, you got that? If one electron is spinning up, instantly faster than the speed of light, you now know something about the other side of the galaxy, that the other electron is spin down. Now, can you send Morse code this way? That's what this listener thought. Morse code being off, on, off, on, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's Morse code. Can you send Morse code this way? The answer is no. One example is, let's say that a physics professor has a green sock and a red sock. One sock is green, one sock is red. And he lifts the pants up one day, and it's green. Well, he knows instantly, faster than the speed of light, that the other sock is red. But can you send Morse code this way between your left leg and your right leg? Just because your right leg is suddenly red, you now know that the other sock on your other leg is green. Can you send Morse code this way? No, you cannot. So off on is not enough. You cannot send information, usable information like Morse code. You cannot send that faster than the speed of light. In other words, Einstein has the last laugh. Now, in Star Trek, they communicate faster than light. The only way to do that, consistent with Einstein's theory, is to use a wormhole. Not quantum entanglement. But a wormhole requires fabulous amounts of energy to open up a gateway through space and time. In other words, it's not going to happen anytime soon. Sorry about that. So Einstein created the wormhole theory in 1935, but he realized, you're talking about a black hole. You're talking about drilling a hole through space and time. That's not going to happen anytime soon. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hey, Professor M. My name is Danny. I'm calling from Enterprise, Oregon on station KWBR 1340. And my question is, what happened to the railgun project that the military was developing in the late 80s, early 90s? Haven't heard anything of it since it came out with a big splash. Thanks. Bye.
Well, you're right. When Ronald Reagan talked about Star Wars, any number of futuristic Buck Rogers schemes were proposed, among them a railgun. A railgun has two rails of metal parallel to each other, like a railroad, and you shoot an electromagnetic pulse of energy, and then you put a metal pellet on it. The metal pellet is then driven by the electric current, and you can even launch into outer space a bullet. Think about that. You don't need booster rockets. You don't need all sorts of rocketry and liquid fuel. No, a railgun will actually launch objects into outer space. So people said, aha, a new weapon has been born. Well, what's the catch? I mean, there's always a catch someplace, right? It turns out the railgun can, in fact, launch an object up to 18,000 miles per hour. That's the orbiting velocity of the planet Earth. That's what you have to attain to get into outer space, 18,000 miles per hour. The problem is, the friction encountered by these objects is so great, when it hits the air, it flattens it. That's right. Solid iron becomes a pancake when it hits the air at 18,000 miles per hour. So, in other words, the railgun was a flop. Sorry about that. Yeah, in principle, it sounds pretty good. A railgun shoots an object using the power of electricity. But the problem is, on the Earth, it is not suitable for an anti-ballistic weapon system. The system is simply not usable because the projectile itself goes from 0 to 18,000 miles per hour in a fraction of a second. It hits the air, and at that velocity, the air is like a brick wall. Now, we don't think of air being a brick wall. That's because we don't move at 18,000 miles per hour. But if you move at orbiting velocity, then yes, you would be hit by a brick wall of air. So, sorry about that. Well, anyway, in the closing minutes of Science Fantastic, which explores the universe, I'd like to say a few things about my latest bestseller. It hit the New York Times bestseller list this week, also the Amazon bestseller list in the United States and the United Kingdom. And I've been on the Stephen Colbert Show. I've been on Fox. I've been on MSNBC. I've been on PBS. So go to my website and you can see these interviews that I've done. The web address is mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and you can see the interviews that I've done. Now, two weeks ago, the first experimental deviation from the Staddle model emerged. Is that a test of the theory of everything, what we call string theory? Find out. Once again, the book is called The God Equation, The Quest for the Theory of Everything. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook site at Michio Kaku and find out what all the excitement is about. Once again, the book is now a certified bestseller on the New York Times and the Amazon list. You can find it at your friendly neighborhood bookstore, or you can order it online. Find out how by going to Twitter, by going to Facebook, and going to mkaku.org. Good day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.